Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I know we do the shock collar, the question of the day in a few minutes here.
Yeah.
But before we get to that, I'm going to ask my own little question. And okay. If anybody gets it right, they get a kiss on the lips.
Yay!
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
From
can
who?
I cheat? Can I Google?
From you?
Well, we're going to find out that in a second. Because okay. A recent study found 60% of Americans regularly eat after 9 p.m.
Oh, I try so hard not to.
Strong temptation.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Okay. So what are the top three favorite midnight snacks?
Oh, here's the question.
You guys all have to come to a consensus on it. And again, if you get it right, you get a kiss on the lips.
Well, it's usually something snack.
I'm getting out my Vaseline. You guys discuss.
What is it? Cereal every time.
Okay, I don't want to hear it. You guys come to a consensus.
Okay.
Maybe like the spokesperson for the group. I'm guessing it's probably going to be Brooke because she's not going to listen to any of your answers anyway.
I think cereal was a really good guess.
I actually like
Thank
that
because
it's a sweet thing.
I would say ice cream would be up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, ice cream.
I'm not
is
listening.
And
I'm not listening.
Obviously, Brussels sprouts.
Actually, that's what I eat.
Okay.
As a diabetic.
So we need the consensus. What is your consensus?
Alexis,
one guess. One guess. What is the consensus?
I would say Goldfish over Cheez-Its. Oh, we're just doing one guess? I think
one
you want
guess.
The top three. You are a terrible
just,
question asker.
If you get
oh,
one, one thing
so
right
cereal,
out of the three.
Ice cream.
We're going cereal.
Yeah, cereal. We're going cereal.
Okay. Cereal is your guess. The top three favorite midnight snacks for Americans are...
Yeah.
Cookies.
Mm. Yeah, I said cookies.
Ice cream.
Hey!
And... chips.
Oh, wow.
My All first right. thing was snacky.
So you know what? I'm going to give you guys the win anyway.
Okay.
And now you
kiss.
All get to triple
Wait,
kiss each
no.
other.
Oh.
On three. One, two, three.
No one's kissing me. No one's kissing
oh,
me.
Oh, my
standing.
God. I am glad that we're on the radio because that right. was nutty. Alexis
Jeff,
really unhinged on that.
Yeah, yeah Alexis.
All the way from my seat far from
yeah, that was stressful to run that game.
I didn't get any because Alexis and Brooke just
I
went to
I still don't fully know what's going on.
Yeah. I'm just glad
I
that...
Was this necessary?
I have not caught up to what you're trying to accomplish
Jeff.
Here.
I'm saying, running a trivia game is difficult, so I'm really glad I'm not in charge of the shot caller question of the day.
Aren't we all?
That one is all up to Digital Jake, and hopefully there's some sort of, like, first, second base reward for it. Go ahead, Jake.
Is the kissing over? Can I take my blindfold off, Jeff?
You're safe now.
Okay.
Oh, that's why you were wearing that.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey, Jake.
Well, on this day, back in 1987, the first animated short aired about a family of five from the town of Springfield.
That was obsessed.
Later go on to become one of the most popular TV shows in history.
That's crazy.
I'm talking about The Simpsons.
Yeah!
And who could forget those classic comedy scenarios like,
Excuse me, Bart.
That's a bell ringing in the middle of you talking.
Remember when Homer's setting up his computer and he's prompted to hit any key to continue, but he can't find the any key?
He's a little bird.
Classic.
There's too many hilarious moments to name in the over 760 full-length episodes they've done.
That's insane.
And most people don't realize every episode also has a funny, punny title.
Really?
Oh, okay.
That's why today we're going to put you to the test in a special real or not real Simpsons episode edition of Plenty of 20.
Okay.
So these are all puns that may or may not be the title of actual Simpsons episodes.
All right, let's go.
We're gonna start with the girl who wishes she had the body of Marge, but instead has the body of Maggie. That's Alexa.
Wow. You do
give up
Maggie.
Alexis, your Simpsons title is Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dad. Is that a real Simpsons episode or made up?
Like that was a movie, right?
Yeah,
Don't Tell the Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Yeah, and they're redoing it. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Oh my God, it's such a good film. Everyone should watch that movie.
That's not why I know about it from you talking about it, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, if that was a famous movie like that did really well at the time, why wouldn't they put it into the show?
Do a spoof off of it?
I'm going to say it's true, Jake.
Alexa says that's a real Simpsons episode. That is made up.
The title's not right.
Yeah, who would want Homer Simpson as a babysitter?
Jose, you're up next.
Okay.
Your title is We're on the Road to Dotware. Is that a real Simpsons episode or made up?
This is hard, man, because that's obviously would be a great title if they're going on a road trip somewhere.
And it sounds like you've seen a lot of the Simpsons episode. That one doesn't ring a bell.
Every single day. So I think it was one of those days where the writers couldn't think of something specific. I'm going to say it's real.
Jose said real. That is correct.
Nice. Total guess.
We're moving on to Brooke.
Okay.
Brooke, your title is Bartman Begins the Rise of Springfield's Masked Menace. Is that a real Simpsons episode or made up?
Bartman was the funnest part of the video game when the Simpsons
video game came out. I remember being on the playground and teasing other kids who weren't allowed to watch The Simpsons.
I know, I had friends that weren't either.
I'm like, ass sucker.
I couldn't at first.
Batman Begins, the movie, that was like the 90s, right? Was that the George Clooney one?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think it was George Clooney. I think that was Michael Keaton one. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah.
I think it's too long to be a title. They couldn't fit it into the TV guide back in the day. So I'm going to say it's not.
Brooke says that's made up. That is
made up.
Good work, Brooke.
Good detective work.
Jose and Brooke are still in it. We're over to Jeffrey.
Okay.
Jeffrey, your title is Brawl in the Family. Is that a real Simpsons episode or made up?
Instead of
like,
all
like
in
the show
family.
All in the Family from the
70s. That's what it is. Yeah. I get it.
With Archie Bunker.
Oh, Archie.
Yeah. But the thing, that family is like the iconic real sitcom family. The Simpsons are the iconic cartoon family.
Which is a great twist because it's Brawl.
Yeah.
Right? And they're always fighting.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that this is a real Simpsons episode.
Jeff said real. That is correct.
Nice. All right.
Let's go to Jose. Your title is The Fat and the Furriest. Real Simpsons episode or made up?
I don't know. I can see it being real. I'm going to say it's real.
Jose said real. That is
correct.
Brooke, you're up next. Your title is The Bart Mangled Banner. Is that a real Simpsons episode or made up?
He's a prankster. He could do something to the flag.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's real.
Brooke said real. That is correct. We're hauling. We're over to Jeffrey.
Okay.
Jeffrey, your title, The Good, The Sad, and The Drugly. Is that a real Simpsons episode or made up?
It's never funny to joke about drugs, Jake, so I'm going to say no, they didn't do this.
Saying made up, that is incorrect. That's a real episode. Jose, we're going to give this last one to you. You get it right, you win. You get it wrong.
Sudden death, golden
and
goal.
Brooke wins.
Ooh, okay, all right.
Jose, your title is Papa's Got a Brand New Badge.
Ooh.
Is that a real Simpsons episode or made up?
I think it's the episode where Homer tries to join the police. I'm saying it's real.
Jose says real. That is correct. Jose has won this edition of
As I Should Have
Plenty of 20.
I thought I would lose because I love The Simpsons too much.
Jose, that means you get to pick someone to hum the Simpsons theme song today while getting shocked.
I'm going to go with Maggie. sorry, Alexis.
But I have a binky in my mouth.
That'll make it easier to hum, though.
True.
Sounded just like Maggie singing
like a little
it.
Baby humming.
That was the tiniest little hum.
Your shock collar question of the day. Got your phone tap coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.